Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. You know, the nation's largest veterans organization, which I'm very proud to belong to, is observing their 100th birthday. Commander Reinstadt, Brett P. Reinstadt, is going to discuss Memorial Day 2019 and the issues that are facing American heroes. And, you know, last year at this time, we welcomed him to the American Legion at the 100th National Convention on August 30th, 2018. A lot's happened. So welcome to our show, Commander Reinstadt, and how are you?
Well, very well, Catherine. Thank you. Appreciate having another opportunity to speak with you.
Well, you know, Memorial Day is rushing forward. Tell us, why should Memorial Day be a special significance to all Americans?
Well, Memorial Day is different than Veterans Day, and I think that there's some confusion. I mean, Veterans Day is a day in which we recognize the service of those that have joined our military and served our country. Memorial Day is a more solemn holiday in that it recognizes the service of those that have given their lives to our country. And that could be through combat. It could be through accidental deaths that occur in training and such. But Memorial Day is a day in which we reflect on their service, and it's not just paying respects to those that have died, but by doing so, it also honors the families that have given their loved ones to us to defend our country, and it recognizes them, and also it serves as an example to the younger veterans who either are currently serving or are recent veterans, letting them know that we respect what they do. I think that that by honoring their service and letting them know
right.
that we have their back, you know, should they die in service to our country, and that we will honor them forever. I think that's the important point of Memorial Day.
Well, you know, it's amazing. This July, Commander, we're going to be burying my brother-in-law at Arlington. And it's the first time I've been there for that service. And he served his country so well. And, you know, so Memorial Day and Veterans Day mean a lot to us, and especially if you've been in the military or you have family members. So 2019 is really a milestone year for the American Legion. Tell us why and how so.
Well, absolutely it is, because our organization was founded in 1919 by our World War I veterans. They came home from war recognizing that a world war that they fought in was very different than the wars that were previously fought by American service members, and that there were unique needs for their veterans or for their brothers in arms when they came home. And America was woefully unprepared to take care of them. The number of wounded that came home did not have enough hospital beds. There were agencies within the federal government that were intended to provide services to our veterans that weren't doing so very well. And it was Legionnaires that got together with members of Congress and said, we need to do something about this. And that is what led to the creation of the United States Veterans Bureau, or our VA, and created that infrastructure. But along the way, the American Legion grew as an organization. In our first year, we had more than 500,000 members. And, you know, we continued to grow and continued to contribute to our society through programs that helped our communities, and also through volunteer hours and programs that helped our veterans. We were instrumental as well in the creation of the VA, or the creation of the, the GI Bill, or also known as the Servicemen's Readjustment Act in 1944, and that was a big benefit to our returning World War II service members. And even today, we continue to be involved in that through our support of the Forever GI Bill, which now exists. And in fact, it was an American Legion National Commander by the name of Harry Comrie that was responsible for writing the framework of the GI Bill, the original GI Bill, and this forever GI Bill was named in his honor, and we're very proud of that. But our organization has contributed a lot, and this is a year for us to recognize those past 100 years, to learn from our accomplishments, and to begin to plot a course for the future of our organization.
You know, tell us about some of your programs that impact the communities across the nation. I know you do, and I've worked with you, or not you especially, but with the veterans, with the American Legion, in some of the programs that they do with VA hospitals in bringing veterans in for all kinds of different programs, which I absolutely love.
Well, there's not a single thing. You know, what's unique about the American Legion is that we have almost 13,000 local posts, and we currently have roughly 2 million members in our organization. So many of the accomplishments that we have, many of the programs that we have that serve our communities and serve our veterans are done at the local level. Many of our members volunteer their time at VA medical centers through the volunteer program. They volunteer at the state nursing homes. They're involved legislatively in promoting veteran friendly issues within their states. The American Legion's youth programs are quite prevalent and well known in our communities. Just to give an example, I mean, we're great supporters of Boy Scouts. We have our own programs such as American Legion Boys State and Boys Nation, American Legion Baseball, our Junior Law Cadet program, our National High School Oratorical Contest, our Junior Shooting Sports programs, a lot of that. And, you know, it extends even further in our communities. I mean, the posts are autonomous from the national organization, and they can support local initiatives as well that are unique to the communities.
You know, you've got a wonderful way to celebrate the centennial. What's going on? How can a collector obtain an American Legion centennial coin? That's what's going to happen this year, isn't it?
Well, yes, and they're already minted, and they're already on sale. So there are, I guess, two organizations a year that get recognized to have centennial coins with the approval of Congress. They're minted by the United States Mint, and we're in good company because it's not just the American Legion, but it's also there's recognition this year for Apollo 11, man's 50th anniversary of setting foot on the moon. So you can go to legion.org, which is our national website, and immediately when that homepage opens, you will see a link there that will take you to the U.S. Mint webpage where they are selling these commemorative coins. We have a gold piece, a silver piece, and a clad coin that are being sold, and either as a full set or individually. They're beautifully engraved. They capture the history of our organization over the last 100 years. I know that the three coin set, more than half of them are already sold out. So if you're a coin collector, now would be the time to jump on it. And one of the great things about these coin sales for the American Legion is that there is a surcharge on each coin that comes back to our organization. And if we're capable of selling all of those coins, which I think we will, we could stand to earn about $9.5 million toward our programs and charities.
We really need that, don't we?
Oh, we'll never say no to a contribution like that.
That's right. What are the important issues, Commander, facing veterans today? And we know you're going to visit Europe this year. What will you be doing there?
All right, well, let's take the important issues this year and take a look at some of those. I think for us, you know, we're absolutely focused on veteran suicide and how we can promote the recognition of the signs and symptoms of that and to know where we can direct those that are suffering for help. We're working with the VA in trying to promote that, to promote community recognition, because we feel that veteran suicide is a healthcare crisis right now, and You know, unfortunately, there are about 20 veterans committing suicide a day, and what we understand from the VA is of 20 of those veterans, only 14 ever reached, or only 6 have ever reached out to the VA. So providing you know, educational information to our communities, to our veterans through our veteran service organizations and community organizations, mental health organizations, perhaps we can as a community or as a village, you know, have a better grasp on knowing when a person is in crisis and knowing how to get them to help when they need it. We're looking at things like women's health care, or veteran women, their treatment at the VA hospitals. We're looking at their unique needs. You know, there's been a lot of attention being given to military sexual trauma and how the women are impacted by that. So we're working to ensure that that our VA healthcare system has you know, an appropriate venue for the women to obtain their health care, independent of the men, to you know, to focus on their unique needs. We're looking at expanding Agent Orange benefits as well to our Blue Water Navy veterans, and we're making some progress with that. You know, we had the government shut down not too long back, and the Coast Guard missed a paycheck, and as such, we came to their aid and provided some financial assistance to those that were in need during that time, and we're supporting something called the Pay the Coast Guard Act in Congress to ensure that that doesn't happen to them again. So there's a number of things, and that's just touching on some of them. Protecting our American flag has always been important to us.
Extremely important, I think.
Yes.
Extremely
you know,
important.
So we are always we're always pushing.
Can I ask you a question, if you don't mind? Actually, what happened with the with this thing about the taking the memorial down from the first World War One? How's that situation?
So you're referring to the Bladensburg Memorial in Bladensburg, Maryland.
Yes,
there was a Supreme Court hearing on that in February, and the both sides gave their opinion to the Supreme Court justices, and my understanding is that there will be a response to that sometime this summer, maybe maybe in June. But those that were in favor of keeping that memorial standing, which is where we support it, came away feeling as though from the line of questioning of these Supreme Court justices that you know, we may have a good chance of prevailing on that. So we're awaiting a response on that right now. You asked me about the 75th anniversary of D-Day. That's very important to us. You know, our World War II veterans are not going to be around long enough to come back and to commemorate that event much longer. And 75th is being viewed as one of the most significant recognitions of D-Day. We'll be over there. The American Legion will be represented. I will be over there for I want to say about 3 or 4 days of events recognizing the D-Day landing. We'll be meeting with many of the World War II veterans that were involved in that action that continue to travel over to Europe for that event. I understand it's going to be spectacular this year, that the United States is going to be very well represented through our government and through our military, and there are going to be a lot of events taking place while we're there, and I'm excited about the prospect of getting to meet many of these veterans and to see Normandy for the first time.
Well, I've been there. I was lucky enough to be, you know, because we were with the military overseas, and so I got to see all of it, so you will really appreciate it a lot. Where can people find more information about the American Legion?
Well, they can learn about the American Legion, and let me add, too, the American Legion family, which includes our Sons of the American Legion, the American Legion Auxiliary.
I belong to.
Through the Legion website, I'm sure there'll be links to the families as well. But legion.org is our website, and we'll give you information about our organization, links to our family organizations, You can actually sign up for membership on the Legion website as well, and we would hope that if you're a wartime veteran, that you would consider doing so.
You need to join. Very important. And I want to thank you for your mission, Commander, and what you do with the American Legion. Hopefully when you come back into Cincinnati, Ohio, I can have you on my television show and meet you in person. How about that?
That would be great, Catherine. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And we will be right back after these important messages on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk. Thank you.